But one of the things I can remember about school, we had, under the desk, we had a box with a lid on it, and then we had pieces of material. And you, when you were, you'd finished your work, or you had nothing else to do, you had to sit and fray these pieces of material and put the fraying bits in the box. And when you had enough, you sat and you sewed in the afternoon. You sewed a cushion, a shape, a square, and you stuffed the cushion with the bits. And these were supposed to be cushions for soldiers. And I think, has any poor soldier put his head on my bullet? Yes. And I can't find anyone else, you know, apart from people who were down here, whoever did fraying at school. When we were still at on Hill Green, living there, going to school one day, I was famous for falling over, always falling over, and I fell over, and you can see up there, I've got a lovely scar there on my leg, and this lady, I'm first aid. I can hear her saying to my mum, "It's all right, I've done first aid, I'll sort it out." So she dabs it a bit and she binds it up. This early part of the week, this was, and of course, she said to my mum, "Just leave it as it is. Don't touch it, just leave it, and that'll be fine, you see. I've cleaned it, that's fine." Well, by the weekend, you know, I could hardly walk. And my dad came down for the weekend, and what's all the fuss about? So, anyway, I said to her, "I fell over. I'm going to have a look at that," he said. "Oh, no, you're not allowed to take it off." Well, of course, when he found, she left, there was a stone in it, a big stone, and it had healed over, hadn't it? So, of course, no, because he had to open it. And so that's why I've got this wonderful scar on there. That's just, and the same teacher, she, bless her heart, she taught us scripture. So you can imagine it, can't you? A room full of children, all from around Tottenham in my area. Most of them had been bombed out. A lot of them had lost parents and these. So she goes, "I'm going to give you this lesson today," she said. And I can see this, she said. "You're in this house," she said, "and there's a knock on the door." And she said, "and you open the door." And she said, "outside," she said, "there's an English soldier," she said, "and he's got a bullet wound in his arm." She said, "but there's a German soldier there," she said, "and he's got a bullet wound nearly through his heart. Now," she said, "children, which one are we going to attend to first?" Can you imagine, can't you? All these little bullies from town, we all screamed out, "Kill the German!" I could see it. So we had to stay in after school, because we should have said, "You have to go for the one that is the most badly injured." Her whole lesson had been destroyed. It's funny, isn't it? Things stick in your mind.